USA Radio News with Wendy King.
According to state TV in Iran, the Revolutionary Guard fired missiles at air bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq in revenge of the U.S. drone strike that killed the Guard's top general. The Pentagon says more than a dozen ballistic missiles were fired at the bases in Iraq. So far, no casualties have been reported. The president has promised a response to any Iranian retaliation. He insists the killing of Qasem Soleimani saved a lot of lives.
He was a monster, and he's no longer a monster. He's dead.
The president said the Quds leader was planning a very big and very bad attack, but his administration hasn't revealed how that conclusion was made. Asked if he was to follow through with his threat to attack Iranian cultural sites, the president seemed to acknowledge it would be a war crime.
And you know what? If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is preparing to start President Trump's impeachment trial and says he has sufficient support to postpone a decision on calling witnesses.
We have the votes, once the impeachment trial has begun, to pass a resolution essentially the same, very similar to the 100-0 vote in the Clinton trial.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
If every Republican senator votes for a rigged trial that hides the truth, the American people will see that the Republican Senate is part of a large and awful cover-up.
Yet another disaster for Puerto Rico, a 6.4 magnitude earthquake, the most powerful to strike the island in more than 100 years. At least one person is dead, and power is out across the island. A natural bridge rock formation called Window Point has collapsed into rubble. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Researchers at San Francisco State University believe many of us may be addicted to constant pings, chimes, vibrations, and other alerts from our devices, unable to ignore new emails, texts, and images. USA's John Clemens reports.
If that got your attention, you might be one of the people Dr. Eric Pepper has reported on in a new study published in Neuroregulation. Pepper believes overuse of smartphones is like any other type of substance abuse, even opioids. In the survey, it was found those who used their phones the most reported higher levels of feeling isolated, lonely, depressed, and even anxious. It's believed the loneliness is partly a consequence of replacing face-to-face interactions with a form of communication where signals like body language cannot be interpreted. I'm John Clemens.
Tax season has arrived. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The IRS says Americans can start filing their federal returns as early as January 27th. The deadline for filing is still April 15th, but early filers can start getting their numbers ready now. And when it comes time to file, the IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig says the agency encourages everyone to consider filing electronically and to also choose direct deposit if you're getting a refund. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.